Welcome to the Sermon Podcast of Redemption Church. The following sermon is by Pastor Gary Alloway.
Our scripture reading for tonight comes from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the woman bowed down with her faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified on the third day, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others who told them this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. All right, so over the last month, I've had the pleasure of becoming a homeschool teacher. Yeah, I never really thought that's what I was going to do, but I've been homeschooling. And the way we've been doing it is Susan teaches the kids in the morning, and then I teach the kids in the afternoon. And she's doing certain things with them. But in the afternoon, I do math with Augie. And one of the things that I'm discovering all the more that I already knew is just how much Augie and I love patterns and sequences. We've been doing his times tables, right? And he just loves kind of going through the times table and memorizing it. This is like a really nerdy thing, right, that we do. But like we can actually do drills on the times table. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. And he likes it. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, et cetera, et cetera. And we're working on memorizing the whole thing. He loves patterns, and he gets that from me. And I love patterns, too. I love trends and patterns and sequences. I love figuring them out, like, in a larger scheme of life. I love thinking about how, like, finances can grow. I love looking at how programs grow and change. I love even looking at my personal life and kind of seeing the trends and the patterns and sequences that go into my life. And sometimes this is a really helpful thing, right? It helps me kind of like see the past and think what's the most logical way forward in the future, the most likely outcome, and it helps me be like a really sensible planner of life. But other times I get locked in. I get locked in and I become beholden to the trend, and what came before seems to determine fully what I think will happen in the future. I lose the ability to think that something new can happen. And it makes me think about Easter morning. Because there they were on Easter morning, and the women went to the tomb. And, you know, the women were there bright and early at sunrise. It seems that the men slept in and had breakfast. I'm not quite sure what they were doing, but they were all back hanging out. And the women come and discover that Jesus is not there. And the angel reminds them that Jesus had said this to them before, but reasonably, do we actually think that anyone thought that this would come to be? Because the reality is, people don't come back from death, right? This is not a normal thing. Even in the ancient world, they didn't think that people just came back from the dead. Once someone was dead, they stayed dead. And of course, you know, of all the trends in the world, this is the one that never breaks. The one constant in all the history of the world is death. All the way back in the 90s, The Onion, you guys know The Onion, the satirical newspaper? They ran this story back in the 90s, and it just said, world death rate holds steady at 100%. And I always thought it was hilarious. It actually had the bar graph. It went year by year by year, 100% every year. And that's a little bit funny, but the point, right, is like death doesn't break. They say, you know, the two constants in this world are death and taxes, but taxes change every year. So it's really just death that holds steady.